You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Barbershops have long been more than just a haircut and style. They offer connection and community. In Sacramento, two barbershops are taking conversations a step further, offering free therapy sessions to break down the stigma of opening up and getting help. The program is called Cut to the Chase, and it's a monthly meetup that offers a space for Black men to talk about the everyday challenges they face. The program is offered by the Greater Sacramento Urban League, and the meetups take place every month at two barbershops, one in South Sacramento at Taper's Barbershop and Salon, as well as in North Sacramento at Five Star Fades. We're going to learn more about how this all began and how it's also expanding to help more people address their mental health needs and wellness. Dr. Troy M. Williams is the Chief Impact Officer, and Ronnie Cobb is the Senior Director of Partnerships at the Greater Sacramento Urban League. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, this was a treat to learn about because I learned about this through Tony Rodriguez. He's a news fellow here at Cap Radio. I want to start off with just both of your connections to a barbershop. What are your connections to the barbershop? Ronnie?
You know, it's funny. Growing up, my uncle has owned a barbershop back home in Tennessee for over 55 years. And so I always said that's where some of the best and worst advice can possibly come for a man of color. So it's just been a part of my growing up.
How about you, Dr. Williams?
Well, I've always socialized and hung out at the barbershop. Many of myself and my peers' first jobs were at barbershops, sweeping up hair and socializing. So it's always been the heartbeat of our communities.
How did Cut to the Chase begin?
Well, when I moved here about a year ago to Sacramento, and when I moved here, our CEO, Dwayne Crenshaw, said there was a grant opportunity with Dignity Health. He said that I want to address social determinants of health. We're just coming off of COVID. How can we assist Black men with coping with, you know, everyday issues? So I began to think through a lot of the research that I conducted in my doctoral program and thought, what were the staples in our community? And for me, it's always been a barbershop. Now, I wanted to think through, who can we connect to, right? So I wanted to connect with a therapist, and I also wanted to connect with other folks who worked in health services. So we connected with Capital City Black Nurses Association and also Heart of the Matter Counseling, and we began to get together with these barbershops and wanted to address, you know, these mental health issues and such.
Ronnie, when you heard about this, I mean, you have, you know, really deep connections to Sacramento. You're a graduate from Sac State. You have been in Sacramento since you were a kid. What stood out to you about, you know, creating an environment, you know, wellness and therapy via a barbershop?
Well, I think to Dr. Williams' point, it's the fact that the barbershop has always been a safe haven of education. I think that I can think about growing up as a kid, and it was almost like a rites of passage, because I remember sitting back and listening to my dad and Mr. Lacey and the other barbers in the shop just talk about life, experiences, relationships, religion. And just that's where, like, one of the people came and told us, he goes, that's where you learned your game. You know, you learned about some life experiences through these passages and stories of all these different men and young and old. And it was just always, it's always been a safe place and a part of my life. Mm.
Troy, you mentioned that during your doctoral program, you know, there's this I guess, phrase, or it's called third spaces, mm-hmm. and a barbershop is a third space. What is it about these third spaces that make them inviting, comfortable, and there's like a disarming quality about them?
Absolutely. So there was a sociologist that created this term third spaces. So your first space is your home, your second space is your job, and the third space is a place that you can come to and, you know, let your hair down and be comfortable. And in our community, a barbershop or salon has often been these spaces, and they have people there. You just show up and you're just coming there to just talk and be comfortable and things, right? So that has when people have access to this, you're able to address the social determinants of health and many other things.
Mm. When it comes to, you know, this program being offered, it's been about what, 6-7 months now since it first officially started. Mm-hmm. What has the response been so far?
God, the response has been great. We've had over 450 men and boys that have come through. I think people come in, it's a pleasant surprise, because it's not therapy where you're on a couch and being judged. You're literally sitting in a chair, getting your hair cut, or just overhearing a conversation or coming to engage in a conversation. And I would really trust to believe that everybody has to feel they've left better than they came.
Hmm. What does that say to you that more than 400 people have shown up to these events? Because something like this hasn't really been offered in Sacramento before. And I think, you know, when we talk about mental health and talking about it openly and vulnerably, you know, throughout history for generations, that always hasn't been the easiest thing.
I think it shows that it's needed and it's important. Many times folks are unaware of the importance of therapy. There's always been a stigma surrounding mental health. And I think that by being able to serve 450 men and them, a lot of them not even being aware that this is therapy that they're experiencing, it just shows how important it is.
What is the age range that you're serving?
We've been fortunate enough to have a gentleman that brought an infant on his lap to one in particular, so that's our youngest, up to a gentleman that's 80 years old that participates regularly also.
Wow.
So anywhere from 9 to 80 is what we've had.
When you get some feedback from people who are going, maybe regulars now who are going to these meetups, what do they tell you? What can you share with us about how meaningful it's been to them?
I think the most meaningful thing, and it is that many of the men ask how can they then begin to get individualized therapy sessions. So we ensure that we connect them with Heart of the Matter and other therapists that we know throughout Sacramento. So I think that for me, what I think is the most meaningful thing.
I think the fact that people walk away knowing that they're not alone in this race. You have people that will come in and realize that first they're of value. It's not about titles. It's not about income. What it does is levels a playing ground that people realize that we all are in this thing together, and how we deal or have dealt with certain situations many times are very similar, or we're offering advice to people to realize you can get to the next place with help that's available to you too.
What went into partnering with the two barbershops that are taking part of this? Because I'm sure maybe even anecdotally, they understood the power that a barbershop could provide when it comes to wellness.
I think it's interesting because initially when Dr. Williams, we were talking about the Capital City Black nurses were going to identify some locations for us, and which was good. And in the back of my head, I've been going to the same barbershop, which is Tapers, for, God, 20 years. And I just thought about the conversations we've had in those shops and the type of personalities, the type of room we would need where people aren't judged. They can come and feel very comfortable. And places like them and five-star fades are just ideal, because when you walk into these places, first, the guys are already very engaging anyway, and everybody's welcome. But the fact that you can come in and they heard that they could offer information with professionals in line also about mental health, they got very excited about it because they are therapists already. They're doing this thing on a weekly, monthly basis. Some have been had customers for 25 years that they've offered advice to just about life experiences. So to have these two locations that we have now are just a blessing.
You know, Troy, when it comes to how this is funded, I mean, you received a grant, mm-hmm. you know, so how does that actually shake out and work out when you partner with the barbershops and the therapists?
Absolutely. So we have two funders, CalMHSA and Dignity Health. And both of those fund, so we pay our barbershops a stipend to utilize their shops. And we also pay Heart of the Matter and also Capital City Black Nurses. So we all bring them on as partners and pay for their personnel and such.
Was there a framework you were building upon when you wanted to create this here in Sacramento? Does this exist elsewhere?
Well, not necessarily, but yes, this framework absolutely does. I have to give a shout out to Mr. Aaron Perry out of Madison, Wisconsin. I saw him build a men's health center inside of a barbershop where people are able to get their blood pressures checked. They're able to get their diabetes regulated and they check glucose levels. I saw him build that and I said, and I recognize how powerful that was for that community. And I wanted to see how can that be replicated addressing mental health services. So I have to give kudos to Aaron for setting that blueprint for me.
It's one thing to have an idea and to apply a blueprint to something, but how, when seeing it come to fruition, you know, 6-7 months in, has it met or exceeded your expectations?
Absolutely. For me, I would love to hear your perspective on this as well, Ronnie. I think for me, being able to see the folks excited about getting therapy sessions, right? So after a session would end, people giving me a call and saying, how can I get a therapist? I heard you speaking how amazing therapy has been. And I didn't expect that at all, right? Because there's a very huge stigma about receiving therapy, especially with men, I would say.
I think something very close to home is that a month back, my son Kyle played at Capital Christian, played basketball there. And one of his teammates had come home for a visit and was in an accident and was killed. And later on in that week, there were some shootings that had occurred in the north area. There were some shootings that then occurred in the south area as well. And so we pivoted and made the topic of that particular meeting at both locations about dealing with loss. To see those young people come in and have a place to go and understand they were hurting, not knowing how to verbalize everything, but and that loss started, you start hearing men who talked about they lost their mothers 15 years ago, never dealt with it. One of my best friends from elementary school on, his sons came and his eldest son talked about how I've never dealt with my dad's loss because I was told I'm now the man of the family and I've got a man up, quote unquote. So to see all these people come together, one being invited by the barber to come and be a part of this conversation, it's just the fact that we can pivot and customize topics to make sure we impact people right where they are. And it was that was probably one of the most moving sessions that I've been involved in myself.
What I love about that example is that it takes multiple generations to help each other. You know, you're talking about your son, but also being able to talk to elders in the community and, you know, how they would have liked to have maybe taken better care of their mental health. And then that's really powerful and formative for someone, you know, as young as your son.
You think about places where growing up, even in the South, where and even here where people would say things like, well, you know, don't interact with that person, you know, they just can't get right. And when you go back in retrospect to hear these more mature men now saying, I understand what that was. I know what post-traumatic things are now. I know what trauma is now. I know what triggers are now. It's great to hear people be able to add some things to their vocabulary to identify there was nothing wrong with you. There was just something that was going on with you.
Dr. Williams, I mean, this is your research, you know, you that was what you focused your doctorate on. How does it feel to see it play out in real life?
It's extremely exciting. I think the most beautiful thing about this is this taking place at the Urban League. Historically, the Urban League has been a staple in the Black community, serving us for over 113 years. And being able to connect folks with these services is just, it's extremely moving.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining with us, I'm talking with Dr. Troy M. Williams and Ronnie Cobb. They are with the Greater Sacramento Urban League. And they're talking about a program called Cut to the Chase, in which men of color meet up at a barbershop for free therapy sessions. And that really is meant to break the stigma of mental health. And they take place once a month at two different barbershops in North and South Sacramento. So you mentioned the Greater Sacramento Urban League. I mean, for those who are just learning about this organization for the first time, how do programs like Cut to the Chase fit into the overall mission of the Greater Sacramento Urban League?
Well, the Urban League was established during the Great Migration. During the Great Migration, people were moving from the South to the North. And when they arrived in these large metropolitan cities, they couldn't find jobs. They couldn't find housing. A group of social workers and civil rights advocates came together to see how can we ensure that these folks have access to these resources. That movement continued to spread throughout the country. Currently, we have over 90 affiliates, and we serve over 300 communities throughout this country. And being able to connect that to the movement of us, this mental health services, has just been extremely exciting to see and witness, and to be to offer these services to folks.
And this program is, you know, because of grant funding, and grant funding isn't always sustainable, right? But it's actually going to be expanding. So talk to us about how Cut to the Chase is going to be expanding in Sacramento.
You know, it's funny because when we're first talking about the marketing and advertising, the initial group that I reached out to personally was a lot of ladies. And the request was, please send us the men and boys that you care about and love that you think can benefit from such conversations. And they really, really did. Behind that, after it got pretty good, and then the guys were reporting back to these people how much they were learning, it became this other question, so when are you going to do something for the ladies? And so we've been really excited to get the men's place, very good traction with the men now, and now we'll be introducing Cut to the Chase, the Crown Edition for the ladies also in the new year.
Oh, that's wonderful. So if someone's listening to this and they want to take part, you know, there's two a month, you know, at two different barbershops, you know, so how does it work out? How does it work if someone wants to go?
What they can simply do is they can give us a call directly. They can email. My email address is on a lot of the information. You can go to our website to be able to register also at www.gsul.org. And my direct email address is rcobb@gsul.org and direct line 286-8646, area code 916 also.
What is it meant to the barbershops that are the site for this?
I think they're extremely excited. They love it. I mean, sometimes we just cannot get them to stop talking because they're just so excited about this, right? Because think historically, like Ronnie mentioned earlier, barbers have kind of served as therapists, and they think that they often give pretty good advice and insight. But to have a professional on site to temper their advice sometimes has been very exciting to see. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think when also thinking about like mental health and wellness, you know, obviously we start with ourselves, mm-hmm. but obviously that can have wonderful and powerful ripple effects, mm-hmm. you know, throughout, you know, your community and your mm-hmm. family and your loved ones. And I would imagine the last 6 or 7 months that you've had this program that you've gotten feedback or seen it yourself, you know, yeah. kind of like the positive change this is happening beyond just a single individual.
Yes.
I think, you know, just to hear back from family members and some of my dearest friends, to have my sister's godmother dial in on our introduction about the women's session from Illinois last week and just talk about how proud she was of what was happening and what would it take to bring it to their state. It's commendable. I just like the fact that the taboo is being sort of knocked around and saying, you know, it's sort of like the pandemic. It was even playing ground for everybody. It impacted everybody, didn't discriminate, and neither does mental health. And so the fact that they realize they can come through here and get some advice that can help them and help the generations to follow them, it's just really been, it's been ideal to see that happen.
And I think the fact that you've had over 400 people turn up in such a short amount of time of all ages and generations, I think demonstrates that, you know, people wanted to break that taboo for themselves, but they just needed a place to do so.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us and sharing this wonderful program.
Oh, we appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Troy M. Williams and Ronnie Cobb are with the Greater Sacramento Urban League, and they're discussing a program called Cut to the Chase, in which men of color meet up for a barbershop for monthly sessions, free therapy sessions to break the stigma of Black men and mental health. They take place on the first and second Thursdays of each month in both North and South Sacramento. And of course, we have more information on our Insight page, as well as the addresses as well. You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We'll be back in just a moment.